Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Hi, my name's Nate, and I'm the creator of the show that you're about to listen to called The Package. In these six episodes, you're going to hear six different conversations that the courier has with the different characters that he meets along the way. Some of these conversations may be uncomfortable. Some of these conversations may inspire you. They may make you laugh, make you angry. But ultimately, I want this conversation to ignite something within you. The conversations in this show are based off of real ones that I have had with others throughout my travels. There's no season two, there's no cliffhanger ending, it's just a reflection on life. So sit back wherever you are, relax, and enjoy for the next hour the delivering of The Package.
Energy low. Recharge battery. Energy low. Recharge battery.
Yeah. Where's the nearest charging station?
Searching. Your next charging station is ahead on your right in 3/4 of a mile. Battery charging. In progress.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what do you say, young butt?
I'm heading up the road a ways. Had to stop in here for a charge.
That's a nice little bike you got there. That's the newer model?
It's a rental. I'm not sure if it's newer or anything, but...
Those things take a little while to charge up, though. You want something to drink? A little iced tea or something? Coffee?
Yeah. I've got some time.
Hey, hun.
Yeah?
Would you mind bringing out some coffee for me and this here youngin?
How's he want it made?
Two creams, no sugar. Thanks.
Two creamers and no sugar?
Cream, no sugar?
Well, that's what he said.
All right.
Go on, take a seat.
Sure, thanks.
So, what brings you all the way out here?
I'm delivering a package.
Well, what you delivering, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I don't mind at all, but your guess is as good as mine. I wasn't told much about what I was bringing, just where I'm bringing it.
Well, where are you bringing it?
Up the road a ways.
Makes sense. You been this way before?
Nope. First time. How long you been set up here?
Oh, about 35 years or so. Nearly lost it all during the gasoline ban, but we held on okay.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. How'd you manage?
Well, it wasn't pretty at first. The panic was the scariest part. Made people crazier than usual. Folks coming from hours away to fill up their tanks and gas cans.
You tried to raise your prices at all?
Nah, government put the clamps on any price gouger. Extra audits on gas stations and increased fines didn't make it worth raising the price beyond what was allowed. Of course, some folks still tried.
Anyone you knew?
Sure. You see the bones of the old gas station about 10 miles or so before getting here?
Yeah. That was the only building for a while.
Well, that was Joe Tomball's place. His dad, Jim Tomball, ran the place before Joe took it over. One of the longest running stations in the whole Commonwealth. Well, Joe's wife and kids all went to college, and the bills were stacking up. So he figured he'd cut some corners and beef up his cost, hoping he'd be able to get even by the time he ran out of gas.
And he got audited, right?
Oh, the auditors came all right. But before that, some men came in the night and blew his pumps up, knocked out everything he had left. Even the windows were blown out. Ugly scene.
Wouldn't he have had some insurance? Gotta think that would have covered some of the costs.
Well, heard he'd been late on his premiums. Account was in suspension or something.
And then the auditors came, right?
Fined him into oblivion. He and his family had to move back towards his wife folks in the city. Never saw him again.
Obviously you made it out okay if you're still running, right?
Well, we had to cut back pretty heavy. FHB is what we called it.
FHB?
Family holdback. Sometimes when we'd have supper, there'd be an unexpected guest. Maybe a family friend or a daughter's boyfriend. You get it?
So you'd cut back so there was enough for everyone.
Exactly. It isn't much to give up a little so everyone can eat. Doing that every day isn't what we're used to. But we'd save a little extra just to make sure there was enough for all of us.
And that was enough to get you through the ban? That lasted for a few years, right?
Well, it's amazing how much you can save if you just do a little bit per day. But just saving isn't enough to really live, you know? It was one heck of an adjustment. But I invested in one of those electric battery chargers there. Eventually, I was able to get enough for two. Then three. Three seemed to be enough for the traffic we got.
Does it get busy around here?
Yeah, not like it used to be. But folks trickle on through here from time to time like you did.
You go back to selling gasoline once the ban was lifted?
I never did. I know some folks that are busier than us that went back to selling gas, but there are so many restrictions on it that it's too much of a headache for me to sell. At my age, what do I need to go back for? Hey, your coffee okay?
It's good. Not too sweet, not too bitter.
Yeah, but the way I see it, we all gotta adjust with the times. Technology isn't going to slow down for nobody. Not even for us way out here.
But technology didn't nearly sink your station. That was us, right? The laws?
What was most curious to me was that I spent my entire life getting my fuel from one main distributor. Now, I'm no expert in the ways of money and investing, but it made sense to me to put some of our extra money into this energy company stock. The better they do, the better I do, I figure.
That stock had to have tanked after the ban, huh?
You'd think it would. But the worst the investment was looking was right before the ban, actually.
How'd you figure that?
Well, when you run a small business, you got to be able to read basic financial statements. Income, assets, that kind of thing. When I was reading through the income statements of my distributor, it was bad quarter after bad quarter. Cars are more efficient these days. Most are using some sort of hybrid system between gas and electric, and they can go a whole lot further. Less need for gas and all that. But the energy companies like the one I got my fuel from also created charger stations like the one your bike's on right now.
That makes sense, yeah. In a hybrid world, you have to have both.
Yeah, but folks are stubborn. Old habits die hard. And using gasoline, especially out here in the country, is a habit that couldn't be broken. The companies were spending money investing in these charging stations and not seeing the returns that they and their stockholders were hoping for.
How'd you take it when the stocks were down?
Well, I held. No sense in waving the white flag. You ain't a loser till you sell, right?
And the stock rebounded.
It did. But like I said, it was curious.
So right when the big businesses were struggling the most, the laws kicked into place and made their electric chargers the only game in town.
Well, you said it, not me. The change was coming. Time waits for no man. I'm reminded when I look in the mirror every morning. But when we alter the natural rate of change our world goes through, well, it can get ugly. Not for everyone. Most folks at the top, they'll be fine. But us down here in the workaday world, well, it ain't so simple for us. No, that's not true. It's simple. It just ain't easy. You be safe there on your route.
I'll be sure to. I appreciate the lesson, my friend.
Oh, heck, it's hardly a lesson. It's right in front of you. I'm just a rambling old man is all. Hey, you hungry?
No, not at the moment, but I'm sure I'll be getting there in a few hours or so, once that coffee wears off. What do I owe you for the cup?
Not a dime, I'm afraid. The conversation was worth much more than you owe that old bean water. When you do get hungry, there's a great little diner up the road a ways that you ought to check out. It's called Peck's.
Appreciate the tip, sir.
And I appreciate the time, young buck. You be good now.
Program a stop along the way for Peck's. Sounds good enough to me.